Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
And good morning. It is 7:30. I'm Mike Diller with you, and joining me in the studio right now, Mark Douglas from the Sidney Paul Gordon Shooting Range. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mike. And again, thank you for having us on the air.
Well, glad to have you. No doubt about that and stuff. Also joining us in the studio, we're going to go over here to ladies first, Diana Driscoll with the OPSA. What does OPSA stand for, Diana?
I'm Diana, and it's Otero Practical Shooting Association.
There you go. I got to remember that one. So, and new to us in the studio this morning, Ward Kenyon, president of the Fowler Friends of the La Luz Shooting Range. Good morning, Ward.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you again for having us.
You bet. Glad to have you there. You should be in radio. You've got a good, strong voice there. So, but thank you so much. Well, Mark, I tell you what, we've been going through. What's the status of the shooting range with all the improvements we've been doing out there?
So we are wrapping up the projects, the improvements, and the expansions of the facilities. All the dirt work is done. We've got our canopies and firing lines finished on the 400-yard line and the 100-yard line. Our new general purpose bays have been christened by the OPSA Shooting Club and some of our independent firearms instructors. Mm-hmm. And so I'm glad that the event coordinator for OPSA is here to tell us what's going to be coming down the line here in October. So we do have a few minor things left over, which is signage and putting some gravel down, and then we're ready to roll to whatever our next projects might be.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, that sounds fantastic, and I know the improvements are just going to make it better for a lot of the folks when they come out and enjoy the shooting range with expanded bays and improved bays and a lot of other stuff. So, well, let's go over to Diana. And Diana, what is coming up for the practical shooting group and stuff at the Sidney Paul Gordon Shooting Range?
Well, on October 10th through the 12th, we're going to be hosting our annual sectional match. It covers the New Mexico section in the Area 2 of USPSA shooting.
So what's USPSA?
It is
United States Practical Shooting Association.
United States Practical Shooting Association.
Well, there you go. Hey, it's Friday. We all have that problem. So, you know, I've been struggling all morning. So, but that's okay, Diana. Diana, tell us a little bit about the Otero Practical Shooting Association. What is it you guys do?
Well, we host a number of different fun matches and USPSA sanctioned matches through for the shooting sports. We generally use pistols in most of our competitions. Some of them, we have a fun 22 match that uses a pistol and a rifle. And in the USPSA competitions, you can also shoot a pistol caliber carbine as well as a pistol. And it's generally, we have 4 to 5 stages. Each stage will consist of a bunch of targets to shoot, set out in a course of fire where you have walls and shooting areas that you have to engage the targets from. It's kind of to simulate shooting in the real life, you know, home defense type thing, but not, it's more geared towards a competition style instead of home defense. But some people come to our matches with that in mind, practicing their home defense skills.
There you go. Sounds like a fun time. So, and you got a match coming up when at Sidney Paul Gordon Shooting Range?
Well, our local match is going to happen to be this Sunday. So if anybody wants to come out and see what we're all about, you can come check it out. It starts at 9 o'clock. This is when the shooting is supposed to begin, and it will go to about 1. And we are always welcome visitors to come watch. Just make sure you bring eye and ear protection. Now, for our match in October, we're super excited about, because It's the first time in a very long time that OPSA has hosted a match of this size. It's going to be a large match. We hope to have 150 shooters at the match, and so it will be a great chance for anybody in the community that might be interested in watching and seeing what we do to come out and check it out. The range will be closed for general public use for the Thursday through Sunday, but we're not closed for visitors on Thursday through Sunday while we are shooting, so people can come out and watch and see what's going on.
Now, this is a USPSA event, so they're going to be coming from all over the country, right?
For sure, all over the state. We'll have people from Colorado, Texas, Arizona, California, and maybe even further, maybe some people
from Oklahoma,
maybe Nevada, maybe Utah. So it will draw a lot of people. There will be some very big names that come that
definitely national
champions, and people on a grand scheme will be coming to the match.
Wow.
So one of the things, Mike, is that the United States Practical Shooters Association evolved from another organization back in the 70s and 80s called IPSC, I-P-S-C, which was the International
Practical Shooting Confederation.
She has an acronym for that with it. It's really funny. What is it?
I practice shooting constantly.
Okay, so become a very good shooter. She probably practices at least once a week here at the range?
Depends.
On average.
Twice, maybe three times.
And you shoot at least 50 rounds?
Oh, my gosh. At least 200, 300 rounds.
Each time you visit.
Yes.
So to think about this, the level of skill that's going to be coming in October, you have individuals who are actually shooting probably every other day, 300 rounds.
Yeah.
These individuals are probably shooting in upwards of 1,000 rounds a week. So at the end of a month, they have shot 4,000 rounds, and they're building up their skill sets so that they can hit a target quickly and accurately, and that's how they get their score. So the USPSA came about from the IPSC community, and it focuses just here on the United States, and they broke the United States up into eight areas is what they call them, probably based on population. New Mexico is in Area 2, along with the state of Colorado, the state of Arizona, I think Hawaii, Southern California, and then the northern part of Texas here just to the south of us. And that level competition for that area too requires a facility three or four times the size of our range.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I won't try to get to that size to host it.
That's
past my pay grade and how long I'll be working at the range. However, the Area 2 match for New Mexico allows the entire state to come down to our facility.
Right.
And Deanna, the last time that the range hosted a club co-sponsored event was the year 2003.
Oh. Wow.
And that's when we only had 7 bays at the time available for your club and the event. And things have grown now to where they're going to use 12 of the 13 bays at our facility. One bay is reserved for law enforcement, so that one is not going to be in service for this event. But that goes to show you that the sport has increased, and the need for the range to increase is always on my mind.
And that's where the Friends of the Lawlood Range come in, and I got Ward Kenyon in here also. Ward, I tell you what, tell us a little bit about Fowler. What is it, and what is it you guys do?
Fowler came together in 2019 as a 501c3 nonprofit organization identified by the IRS as a private foundation. Our whole mission is to do nothing but support the Sidney Paul Gordon Shooting Range. With that, we take donations, and we have different projects that we work with the range on that we want to assist them with, either through volunteer work or just the fact of purchasing something. The last thing that we purchased were three carport structures that we also installed, erected at the Archery Bay, General Purpose Bay 1 and General Purpose Bay 4. And with that, again, looking at the projects that we work with Mark at Sidney Paul Gordon Shooting Range, we try to help the best we can. Some mm-hmm. people say it's more like a booster club. I say it's strictly support. Whatever they need and we're capable of doing, we'll look at it and give it our best shot that we can help with. Advertisement, the trifold brochure that's throughout Alamogordo and the community in Otero County, we publish that mm-hmm. With, again, coordination from the information that they provide. We've done other things like the table at the Otero County Fairgrounds mm-hmm. with the Alamogordo Evening Lions Club. And we've evolved from one person at the table and one piece of paper talking about the Sidney Paul Gordon shooting
right.
to a rather a still a small table, but it's full of literature that we have available.
Mm-hmm.
We try to promote the instructors that are members of Fowler as well to give them a little bit of heads up. But again, anything that supports Sidney Paul Gordon shooting range that we try to get the word out, and it's amazing the people that come by the table and say, well, we didn't even know there was a range out there.
Yeah.
We lived here all our life. And so it tells us that we need to be better at advertising, get the word out, and let them know it's a public range,
mm-hmm.
that anyone can come to the range, sign in, pay their fee, use the range for the entire day if they care to, or purchase a annual pass. Mm-hmm. Or a family pass, getting the word out. We've advertised also in the Alamodoso magazine to talk a little bit about Fowler, talk a little bit about OPSA, as well as the Sidney Paul Gordon shooting range. And we've done other projects there. The deck that's out there at the classroom, we designed it and submitted the information to the county commissioners, who one, I thank them for taking the information to heart and seeing the need was there to not only repair it but upgrade it to mm-hmm. a good material that's going to last a long time, and we're receptive. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important for the community to understand that there are community members that do appreciate what the county commissioners do as
yeah,
well.
Sure, absolutely.
The only recreational facility that the county owns mm-hmm. is the Sidney Paul Gordon Shooting Range. So we encourage as much as we can as revenue can come down to help them with the needs there. But again, we understand that tax dollars are important dollars mm-hmm. and that they have to be spent wisely.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Fowler steps in with the donations that we can to try to pick up some of those costs. You know, we're not a million-dollar foundation.
You're right.
But every little bit helps.
Right.
And the community that listens to Fowler, getting the information, shows that there is an interest. Now, we have monthly meetings the second Wednesday of every month out at the shooting range, and it's open to anyone that wants to attend the meeting. You don't have to be a member. The only difference between a member and a non-member, members get to vote
yeah.
on the projects and issues at hand. But the information is provided to anyone, and we listen. If they mm-hmm. want to come in and say, hey, what about this? Next item on our list is we're looking at some additional events out at the range, similar to Women on Target that was held a couple weeks ago, and something for a family event. So a parent and child could be their youth specifically, one-on-one. We look at those type of events as people not seeing that, hey, there is a need, and coming with that comes down to education. The education that we can provide the youth on firearm safety, ammunition storage, and care, again, makes them more informed right. on what's going on, and not to be afraid, understand how to respect it, understand there's a responsibility that comes with it, the mm-hmm. knowledge, and again, understand that it's education, but also it's an event that can be enjoyed.
Sure, sure, absolutely. Now, if somebody wants to become a member of Faller, how do they do it? I mean, are there dues or what is there?
There is. It's an annual fee, annual dues fee of $24 a year. We also encourage businesses to become business partners with us. With the business partners, we give them advertisement. But individuals, all they have to do is come on out, say that they'd like to be a member, listen to what we have, and we'll even give them some tasks to do if they want to volunteer on some
sure.
of the projects that we have. One of the projects that we talk about, and we say it's a project, is the table that we have at the gun and knife shows.
Mm-hmm.
Getting the word out, talking to people, instead of letting people walk by, step up and say, have you been out to the shooting range? Did
yeah.
you know we have a shooting range?
Sure.
Be interactive. And the conversations that spawn off from that are just amazing.
Mm.
People that have been expert marksmen in the military that want to continue that
sure.
you know, that ability. And the range now, with the addition of the 40 yards in the now a 400 yard bay,
wow.
Give the folks for rifle that opportunity to even step up to that expert marksmanship. The I keep going back to the facility. The facility itself is unusual because it has running water. It has
yeah.
flushing toilets. It's not outhouses out in the, you know, dirt somewhere.
Right.
And that part alone is inviting.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a spouse or a loved one that wants to come out and watch, and maybe they're not into it, there's areas for them to do that. They
mm-hmm.
can be involved. And then the smell of gunpowder, it's kind of
it's awesome.
It is refreshing to understand it also. But the openness
yeah.
of Faller, we want to continue that, because we see that the range itself has openness.
Mm-hmm.
People can come out there. There was a couple of past events, or one past event that I know, where the Boy Scouts of America came out
mm-hmm.
and had an overnight event.
Wow.
Some merit badges were given, and it wasn't just shooting.
Mm-hmm.
They had some other things going on. Again, structured, supervised, well-maintained.
Right.
And that's where Faller wants to move into that educational part. In 2023, January, we received a $20,000 grant from the New Mexico Economic Development Department, again, that we applied for with the mind of education. And we wanted 40% of that to go to the education of youth.
Right.
And so with that education of youth, it's not just how to handle and discharge a firearm. It's also that goes with it, the responsibilities that go with it, the storage, the care, the cleaning, the all aspects of something that is important to understand. Now, is it drilled into them where it's regimental? No. It's designed to be an open.
Eat out at the range when?
The second Wednesday of every month at 6:15 p.m.
There you go. So if you want to find out more about the Friends of the Waterloo Shooting Range, head out there and find out more with Ward Kenyon and the rest of the folks from Faller. Well, Doug, I tell you what, you got Faller, you got OPSA, you got a lot of things going on, and the range is going, and the updates are practically done.
They are. The improvements are this particular phase, and about $100,000 came from the Economic Development Department of New Mexico. It was the outdoor recreational division, and we have spent all that money on the dirt work and for some gravel. Now, for both Faller and for OPSA, we do have application forms in our office. They're in the little
The display
hangers that are in the front, so they can come by the range. We are open 6 days a week. We are closed on Wednesdays right now, but as we grow, we hope to go back to a full 7-day-a-week operation. So that's one of the goals that we're that I'm trying for.
There you go.
But we do need to mention. Fuller needs volunteers. If there's folks who could come out and the table at the gun show, I actually started that. I got suckered into that. One of our independent firearms instructors actually paid for the table, which was $50, and I'm very thankful for them and thank them often. And I sat there, as Ward had mentioned, all day Saturday and for three quarters of the day on a Sunday. And thankfully, some of the individuals from who shoot at the range showed up at the gun show, and they sat with me, and we talked with the general public that would stop by. But the only thing we had was our rules of the shooting range. That's it. So somebody would walk by, and it's like, hey, dude, what are you selling? All you have is one little stack of paper here, and I'm in uniform, so it's like, oh, you run the range. Now it's grown to the part where the Fowler has now taken over that task of advertising. Mm-hmm. And yes, it's great to have different members there. John, who is the state representative for the Black Powder, he comes in and brings one of his rifles that's over 100 years old, maybe 150 years old, and he talks to the muzzle loader, the Black Powder community folks. But we have paperwork there for the shooting club, and we talk about their different events that they put on. We talk about what Fowler has done, and then there's some other organizations like A Girl and a Gun, which is a women's shooting league that's nationwide, and we have the only facility, the only league in the state of New Mexico right now operates out of the Sidney Paul Gordon shooting range.
Wow.
Which is nice, and this is where gals get together twice a month, and it's for 2 hours. They have a subject matter that they talk about, and then they go out to the range and actually the hands-on exercises of what they talked about. So we're very happy to see this expansion.
And information is available on the internet, Fowler.org, F-O-L-L-R.org. We have several pages that we talk about what's going on, what's happening, what events are coming about. We are working with OPSA. We have a specific page for the Sidney Paul Gordon shooting range, which has the trifold brochure on it, so you can see it.
And the rules.
And we have the range rules there, as well as the fees that are available. So a lot of information. The events, we try to keep up to date at least once a week, so if something comes and goes, so we don't look like it's old news. The other part is the newsletter. We started a newsletter, and we kind of fell off a little bit after the pandemic, but we want more information coming out. We want people in the community that would like to see different things or different events, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be glad to listen and expand on in the future, something that we may not be able to start tomorrow or next week,
right?
But at least get the information on what they've seen in the past, what might have worked somewhere else, and we can contact other organizations and see if they're involved or want to be involved. There is so much that's going on out there. We could spend hours.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So people can find out more. What's the webpage?
It's Fowler.org, F-O-L-L-R.org.
All right, that sounds good. And Doug, I tell you what, things are happening out there.
They are, and as things are changing at the range, we have improvements from OPSA, the shooting club. Diana, there's a new type of shooting match that's being considered and formulated right now. Tell me about that.
We're going to be having a 22 silhouette match. I believe it will be held on the 200-yard bay, and it will consist of traditional silhouette targets, and trying to remember what weekend. I think it is.
I think it's going to... Right now, it's tentatively set, I believe, for the second Saturday of the month. But that's right now, that's kind of... I'm not going to say it's up in the air. These are just our tentative things. And this match will consist of targets being put out at certain distances. And these targets are little metal silhouettes that they shoot at. So this is kind of like a precision 22 rifle match. The club used to have that probably about 10 plus years ago. But unfortunately, it just... The people who were running that phase of the club, they retired, mm-hmm. and they moved away, yeah. and nobody stepped up to take over that particular match.
I know the match director for this coming up match, the 22 silhouette, he's definitely interested in the precision rifle type, so I think he wants to evolve this to become more of a 22 NRL National Rifle League style match. But for now, he's going to start out with the 22 silhouette.
All right. Well, Doug, if people want to come out to the range or get a hold of the range, how did they do it?
So we're open 6 days a week from 8 a.m. till 6:30 p.m. And our phone number is 575-443-9006. And like I said, they can come on in and just come to the range and visit us at the range office. We have staff there that can give them information about the range, give them a safety briefing. All new customers get a safety briefing along with a double-sided paper with all of our rules and what you can do on which different bays. So that's come to the range. And like I said, we have some ammo for sale. We do have snacks and beverages.
Oh, ice cream.
And ice cream, too.
Oh, look out now. We got ice cream. So, all right. That sounds good. Doug, as always, thank you.
Thank you for having us on.
You betcha.
Appreciate it.
Diana, always good to see you.
Always good to see you, too. And we can be found on Facebook, Otero Practical Shooting Association. And we also have a website that is opshooter.org.
All right, that sounds good. And Ward, thanks for coming and joining us.
Thank you. Always like to see the smiles.
There you go. Come back anytime. Tell us more about Fuller at some other time and stuff. So, Sydney Paul Gordon Shooting Range.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.